A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Episode 45. The crew of the Tin Sparrow head to their new home of Mandalore with two new crewmates, an Alina named Taco, and a force-sensitive lightsaber-wielding Twi'lek named Ryla Ursaan. As the crew plot their course to Mandalore, Mark Kenobi introduces Ryla to his former movie catalog.
Wait, we're going to rewatch it with the commentary.
Yeah, I do live commentary.
I do live commentary too.
Yeah, I'm going to have something to do.
No, you don't. I've already emptied your living space. You've got nothing.
I need to go polish my saber.
Me too.
Yeah, that's an innuendo if I've ever heard one. Anything else while you guys are...
I'm going to work on PN15's head.
Okay.
And try and get him, like, turned back on.
Okay, give me some rolls for that real quick.
It's a 24.
Okay. So you're in the engine room and you're tinkering with the head of PN15, and you manage to kind of get a, like, power supply battery sort of thing attached
CMOS.
to his head, which in this case holds his memory core, which I don't really know if that's where they're stored in droids, but for the sake of the story,
yeah, PN15.
Yeah. So as you're there, you get it all attached and stuff, you, like, flick the switch, and his eyes light up, and he's like, "Oh, shit! Dominus is killing everybody!" What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm guessing you saw him kill the fuck out of everybody, huh?
Yeah, he just came in with his lightsaber ablaze, just fucking murdering everybody.
Yeah, he kind of did the same thing to us. Most of our crew's missing limbs, Willie's dead.
What?
Yeah, casino's gone.
What?
Shit's all fucked.
But Verbok's fine, right? My boss, my owner, the person who...
Oh, yeah, he's fine. He's feeling no pain. Ever again. He dead, too.
Oh, no.
You have weird definitions of fine.
That doesn't sound fine to me, but... Well, I guess that means I officially belong to you guys. Huh. Fuck me.
Yeah, I'm gonna have you back to making us breakfast in no time.
Where's my body?
It's, I mean, you see that pile of scrap metal over there?
Aw, fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So, in the meantime, you're just gonna kind of hang out, and we'll get you back to being able to make breakfast. I mean, I was thinking about maybe, like, wiring you into the oven or something like that, but I don't know.
This sucks.
Well, I mean, I could always just turn you back off and toss you in the trash pile.
No, that's fine. I'm good. Just... This is a lot to process in the last few minutes.
He's having deep intellectual thoughts.
He's having a robo, like a robo
awakening,
an existential crisis.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I think I'm just gonna kind of like hook him onto my like belt and just kind of like.
All right, you're coming with me now.
God, yes.
Wow, you are very close to the ground.
Yep,
like a lowrider.
Yeah, he's like a foot off the ground right here. Yeah.
Wow.
He's mostly looking at the ground, yeah. At the floor.
Your feet are gross. You have weird toes.
Yeah, well, I don't wear shoes.
I've never been this close to an Ewok before. This is very educational for me.
Meanwhile, out in the kitchen area, Taco is currently cooking breakfast for everybody, and he hears all this like,
"Well, what good am I? I thought I was here to cook your breakfast now. I guess, man, fuck y'all, damn."
I mean, he doesn't have a body right now, so I mean, you're good.
Okay.
Sawbone, what are you doing?
Sitting in the cockpit. Yeah, I mean, we're on course to Mandalore, so I'm just hanging out.
All right. Anybody else do anything?
I mean, I'll find a place to settle in. Is it a bunk?
There's a bunk room in the back of the ship.
Right.
And there's four bunks. So Chubrub stays in the engine room. So right now, the only two people in the bunk are Mark Kenobi and Kale.
Oh, God.
Didn't we give you Willie's old room?
I got Willie's old room.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sawbone took it.
I don't remember getting settled in anywhere.
Yeah, there's a woman on board, and Sawbone takes the
captain's quarters. So far, I've only seen the movie
quarters. Who says chivalry is dead?
I think you should just take over the living area.
The whole living area?
The whole area where everyone just hangs out.
So I can just live out in the open in front of everyone. Thanks.
Is she bold? Is she like a bold, fiery personality? I forget.
I mean, she's been through enough shit that's probably... Yeah, she doesn't give a fuck anymore.
I like that.
Shit, with that kind of attitude, she might just set up shop in the captain's quarters.
Yeah, she walks in, just throws her stuff down, and is like, this is mine now.
What? Wafts all that fucking dank-ass cloud out of there.
Well, you know, I think I will take over the captain's quarters. Anyone going to take me up on that?
Yeah, I'll... Listen.
I thought you took Willie's.
Yeah.
Is that the captain's quarters?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She just throws her bag in there anyway.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. Stand
up. I make two bags of popcorn, one for myself and one for Kale, and I'm just waiting.
How's your intimidation, Britt?
Yeah. And I call. I'm like, Captain? Cap?
Yo.
Sawbone, you want to come to your captain's quarters?
Yeah, you want to come to your captain's quarters?
Sure.
You could try and persuade him.
He has no idea.
So I'm going to need my own space.
Well, you have a space in the back where the bunks
are. It's not my own.
Yeah,
I'm sharing.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Is it, though?
Yep.
Because things could change.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hit him with the persuasion.
Chubrub, come here.
Yeah, what's up?
You gotta watch this. Here. Come here.
I throw popcorn in his face.
I put some on the ground.
Watch this.
Oh, shit, it's going down, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you just roll a 19?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's a 27.
So it passes by one.
Passes by one. So in your high state, you are easily manipulated.
So at this point, y'all just see me walking out with like armfuls of like lotion and hair products and like dumping it.
Where does it even come from?
It's Willie Rose old stuff.
It's all Willie Rose stuff.
She's just won't be needing this. Won't be needing
beard wax.
Yeah, beard Kashyyyk, the Kashyyyk wax.
He had the subscription service.
Yeah, to the Kashyyyk oil and stuff. So there's a couple.
You know, there's a great poster of Coruscant in here. I'll probably keep that.
Sawbone doesn't have a whole lot of stuff. It's just, it was him, and then on the desk was bags of space weed.
Yeah.
The skunky butthole.
That can stay.
That could stay.
She even took your weed.
I mean, I share.
All right. So after a few days, you guys approach Mandalore, and a few small starfighters intercept. They like kind of fly alongside you guys, and your holo communicator starts to ring as they are hailing your ship.
Hello.
Yo.
What's good?
What'd it do?
You can see the pilot of one of the starfighters, and he's in some Mandalorian armor, and he says,
Who are you? What are you doing here?
So we're headed down. Hi, I'm Sawbone, and we're headed down to the planet to meet up with the Mandalores.
Any specific Mandalore you're trying to meet up with? We don't just let people on this planet.
Well, I am the winner of the Great Hunt.
Okay, so you have to prove it to me.
I don't know why you're talking to me. We're going to see Box Drag.
Oh, you're that Sawbone. The winner of the Great Hunt.
I mean, I said that.
Yeah, but I mean...
Should I have said I'm the Queen of Naboo?
That might have helped. Listen, you know, a lot of people show up on this planet pretending to be Mandalorians and stuff, trying to make it, but since you know Box Drag, we're going to take you over to the Kelborn Turf, where that clan resides on the southern side of Sundari.
South side?
They escort the Tin Sparrow down to Sundari, which is like the capital city of Mandalore. So as you guys are landing on a landing pad, you guys see waiting for you is Box Drag and Seismic. Box Drag approaches Sawbone, and he's like, Sawbone!
Yo.
Dude, are you fucking high?
I mean, yeah, but it's only to relieve the pain, because I got shot in the face.
Yeah, you got fucked up, I remember.
And I'm missing a leg.
Yeah, I'll see that.
I'm here now,
to ask for your assistance because I need to get fixed.
Yeah. Like, so, all right. So we're going to take you and we're going to go get your armor fixed. We'll get a new leg piece done for you to cover that atrocious metal leg of yours.
It's ugly.
It's ugly.
We got a new boot put on it. He also says, last time we talked, you asked me to look into the bounties and stuff on you guys. I told the rest of the Mandalorians to back off and to not hunt you down. And most of the clans agreed to leave you guys alone. All of them agreed to let Mandalore be a neutral zone, but there still are some Mandalorians that they said bounty is a bounty. So when you guys leave here, just be careful. You may have some Mandos on your tail.
Some rando Mandos coming after us. I don't care for it. Not a fan.
Well, since Seismic over here arrived before you guys, we were able to help them out, get a new factory set up for you. We've got a location downtown. Also, we scouted out some apartments for you guys if you guys need a place to live here as well.
Oh, hell yeah.
You won't have to worry about rent or anything. Your family will take care of it. Seismic approaches Kale and he's like, yo, boss, what's up, man?
What up, S&M? Seismic. Okay. I'm workshopping
it. Yeah, I don't care for it.
All right.
So me and the Ugnaughts, we got a factory thanks to Box and his people. You know, we're in the process of getting that set back up. I don't know if you want to go take a look at it. It's not like the one, you know, we had before, because obviously we're starting over again.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got that going.
Yeah, no, I definitely want to take a look at that to see how the operations are going. I'm dealing through some shit. I think I'm on the back end of it.
Okay.
Let me do a mental check. Yeah, I'm definitely dealing with it still.
Okay.
But I want a distraction. So let's go check out that factory.
All right, and as you guys are getting ready to walk away, you know, Taco also gets off the ship with you guys, and he's like,
So do you guys need me anymore? I mean, if not, I'll go catch a ride.
If you leave, who's going to cook us breakfast?
I don't know. You're all adults.
So
I ain't your mama.
But you just made the case that you were the breakfast maker.
Well, that's when I thought you guys actually wanted me to stay, but if he's rebuilding the droid, that apparently his only purpose is to make you breakfast.
No.
He can have multiple purposes, okay? He's a droid.
All right.
Stay, Taco.
Okay.
Stay.
Okay.
Well, if he wants to go, let his ass go.
No.
Get back on that ship.
He runs back on the ship.
Good boy.
Oh, all right. Dinner's at 6.
Ring the bell.
I'll ring the goddamn bell that I have for my scavenging days.
I don't want dinner. We just want breakfast.
Well, speak for your goddamn self.
It'll be breakfast for dinner.
I'll take
I love dinner. Brenner.
It's called Brenner. And we'll have it every day.
Mm. Well, not every day.
Nope.
No.
Every
Listen,
day.
He said three, every day.
Three meals a day. Breakfast, brunch, Brenner. Three square meals a day.
Taco Tuesdays.
If you want Taco Tuesday, breakfast tacos. I got it covered.
Breakfast taco.
Are you guys going to go with them to look at the new factory?
Yeah. Check out the new place.
All right. So you guys jump onto a speeder with Box Drag and Seismic, and you guys head over to Kale's new factory. And when you guys get inside, it's this giant, like, kind of warehousey building amongst several other warehousey buildings. And inside the Ugnaughts and was it Rye Brumfield and Baynard Linham?
My engineers.
They are all there, like, working and trying to make do with the equipment and space that they have, because it's currently a little bit smaller than your previous factory. And again, like, they kind of just...
Much smaller.
They got out what they could, and they're working on stuff, but it's not as fully-fledged working like your last one was.
Factory light.
Oh, hey, PN15, look, those guys didn't die. See? Not everyone died.
Oh, thank God!
All of Kale's people. Well, except for Thorbin.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Thorbin's gone.
Oh.
Awakening my demons.
Rest in peace, Thorbin.
Our little murder boy.
Yeah, our little murder boy. Sad. Yeah, he got some murder in it, and then he got murdered himself.
Oh.
Yeah, there's no saving him.
He'll never fix another vehicle ever again.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Ants is dead, too.
Jesus Christ!
Oh, no. No tears left on that.
Why don't we do a dead people checklist? Let's just recap.
Oh, yeah. And Linkby.
This is all new to me.
Linkby, yeah.
Oh, Linkby!
Druid, too,
oh, yeah,
right?
Druid, yeah.
Yep.
All dead.
Yeah, it was a bloodbath.
Even I forgot how many people died. Fuck.
Jesus, this is a lot to take in.
It's all right. I'll point you back at the ground so you don't have to think about anything else. Or I can, you know, I can, like, I don't know, like, punch you around like a soccer ball.
No, that's okay. I'll just hang here and just really contemplate things for a while. Just really kind of think about what I've missed in the last... I don't even know how long it's been.
It's been like a couple
three.
Months.
Three.
It's been three. Minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, years?
3 years.
Yes.
Centuries.
3 years?
Yeah, you've been out for 3 years.
At least three different iOSs.
I have no concept of time. I don't know what a year is.
All right, so you're there. And what do you want to do?
So what do you make at your factory?
I make guns. Lots of guns. Things that blow up. Things that blow people up. Things that shoot people up.
Well, I can get on board with that.
Yeah, I can make you something special if you have a request.
Where are you keeping the fighting pits?
The fighting pits? I don't know.
I mean, if this is a mass factory of weaponry.
I don't know if I have fighting pits. I mean, I can look at getting that.
And I, like, start snapping at my engineers.
I can look at getting something, like, some fighting pits.
Ryla, not every building has fighting pits.
Well, yeah. Oh, no, that's sensitive subject.
Yeah, not every building has, nor do they need fighting pits.
We'll call it championship match rooms. Do you like that? Is that better?
I mean, as long as it's voluntary?
Yeah, it's voluntary.
Hey, Chubb.
Yeah, what's
hey,
up?
Can you bring Pian over here for a little bit?
Yeah, what's up?
Okay,
I swivel him around and, like, hold him up so I can see Mark Kenobi.
We go away. There's a table. We go away for a little bit.
You we'll come and back.
What are y'all doing?
No. Me and Chubb. We're working on something.
Okay.
Oh.
Interesting.
No.
Sure. Just take that table.
I hate every second of this.
I approve.
What else do you guys want to do? I mean, you guys are just at the factory now. Just chilling. I guess chilling. They did manage to salvage the couches and the living area. So there's some couches and shit.
Sick.
It looks kind of like your factory originally, where without the river, but the production side and like a chill side.
Hey, I'm about to take you guys to the place where you guys can stay.
Okay, well, Chubb and I turn around, and I've had Chubb assisting putting PN's head onto a mouse droid.
Yes. I'm okay
so
with
you can just wheel around like a freaking Roomba.
It's a Roomba.
It's a Roomba with PN15's head on it.
So he's wired in, so he can clean the ship if needed. We found his purpose.
I mean, Willie wanted robots to follow me around and clean up my mess anyway, so, like, you know, lemons, lemonade.
I hate every second of this. I can't believe this is what my life has become.
While you're talking, you just start are slowly spinning in a circle.
Yeah, he hates it, but he's also cleaning.
I haven't quite got the control of this yet. It's still kind of doing whatever it thinks it needs to do.
I needed this. I needed this so badly.
I can override it with my phone, too, or my communicator. Watch this.
And I just have him, like, fucking, like, go around super fast, slow down, hit a wall.
I'm just recording it.
Oh, God.
We just gave you a body until you get your own.
This is only temporary, until I forget about it.
Peeing fifth clean. Fucking idiot.
He just keeps running into your ankles at full speed.
Shit!
just throw some dirt on the ground.
I put some crumbs in front of him.
Yeah, he's like, goes towards your ankle, hits it, bounces
in. Job, idiot.
And then vacuums it up.
Hey, every second of this. This fucking sucks. Fuck y'all.
Yeah, it does suck. You're a vacuum.
No, fuck off. This is bullshit. This is bullshit.
There's a balance to it.
And he vacuums off into the warehouse.
Vacuums off into the distance.
They then show you around to, like, the different apartments and stuff. They're all pretty much the same, like little one-bedroom apartments for you guys to crash in when you come back to Mandalore and stay in and stuff. I'm going to say that all the apartments are in, like, one building nearby each other that way.
Same floor.
All attached. There's like
they all have shared walls.
Shared walls.
Mm. Oh, with a door?
Yeah.
Yes!
They installed doors to connect them all.
Yes! So
we figured you guys wanted to hang out all the time anyway, so here you go.
I just ripped my door off.
Force rip his door off.
Yeah, I force rip it off.
Okay, so who's in what apartment? Like, let's say, like, who's on this end?
Right. I request one on the very end.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I only have
so
one.
So Ryla's on one end. Who's next to Ryla?
I'm second.
Okay, then
I'll
Kale.
Next to Ryla.
And then who's next to Kale?
Me.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. And then that's the one that you've ripped off, uh-huh. Right? Okay.
Oh my God, so much more space.
I immediately start barricading my
There's
door.
There's so much more space. You hear something? It's like nails. Nails in the sliding door. It's weird.
All right, who's next to Marky on the other side?
Not it.
No. I'm on the other end.
That room's left empty.
Then the room's left empty, and they've split the other one. The whole last room.
All right. So,
Chubb Robinson.
I've got two rooms.
So much room for activities.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys use that.
Race me. Race me.
I make a game room.
Yes. You know, as I say, you guys turn it into like a
You'll
common
start
living
building
room.
Bunk beds.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Common
well, of course,
is in there.
Bunk bed for. Mm. We always will have that. So we've got three apartments that we can do whatever in.
How much time do you guys spend on Mandalore?
Clearly, like 13 days, apparently.
Yeah. You guys get all moved in.
I think I might do a little shopping while I'm there just because I've lost all my belongings.
That's true. Okay. Yeah, you have it's nothing.
Dramatist.
Have,
I mean, I have my weaponry and my.
Do you have money?
My,
do we need to go shopping?
We have not had a shopping montage in forever.
You should know
fashion
that
show.
We have
fashion
a bad
show.
Record with shop owners.
Well,
I'm
so
aware.
So
we'll just do a shopping montage.
Yes, 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 yes.
I'll go with you.
What are you? What are you looking to buy?
Well, I feel like a new outfit because after everything Dramatist put me through, I'm pretty much in rags.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have my weaponry, so I'm good there. But probably some like armor and clothing.
How many credits do you have?
50K.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
somehow I walked away with that.
Well, just say in the shopping montage, you just go and you just. You
sorry,
have
we're not going to play this out.
We can. Hold on. It's going to be a montage of you coming out in different outfits and stuff, and the four of them lined up on a single couch.
You know, like, you boys with, really with don't have to be here.
With champagne glasses, judging nodding their heads or shaking their heads.
That's the one.
So describe what you're buying. What does her outfit look like now?
All right. So let's see. I'm in some like high-waisted leather pants. We'll just go with leather.
Nice.
Okay. Come on, guys. Let's take the creep level down a little bit.
Nice.
Well, I was going to say, that's nice. Oh,
yay, man.
Tell me more.
So, yeah,
do a color leather.
I mean, I like to stick with darker colors go unnoticed, so probably black or a dark brown.
Dope.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, black leather. Real nice. Let's see it. Let's see how it hugs those hams.
Whoa!
Chub Rub sprays Markinobi with a spray bottle.
I also come out with black leather.
Check out these hands.
But that's who I was really talking about.
I haven't even changed yet.
I was talking about my number one fan.
You're right, Ryla. These are rocking.
Matching pants.
Matching. Spa day.
What?
And then we montage to a spa day.
Cucumbers on all of our eyes and the mud.
Kale cumbers?
Everyone has like the green like face mask on.
Cowls
like,
on your head.
Yeah, but kale's is actually like just flesh covered.
It matches.
No. Like human flesh color.
Oh, God. It's pink. And my face cream is pink.
You know, I do have to say I'm enjoying this for my first time freedom, really. Yeah. I mean, the first time I've been independent on my own.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, they don't know a lot of your like backstory. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess you could do some of that too if you want to like talk. I mean, because you're spending time with them and you're doing this like shopping montage. I don't know if you guys want to.
We're sitting on the couch with our champagne, anyways. You know, we're talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now you're at a.
Are we at
finish
a spa?
Telling us what you're wearing, and we'll go to, and then we'll jump
just
to the spa.
In pants right now.
No top, just
pants only.
Nice.
Just pants. All right, so mid calf boots. Probably a midriff shirt, something loose and
hipster afghan around the neck.
Yeah, and like a
for the desert.
Yeah,
those desert
and like
times.
Yeah, some with some wrappings around her lacou and
yeah.
Did you go with the goggles too?
Yeah, I think I did.
Steampunk.
Yeah. I think the same idea to kind of hide your identity.
And then like the sort of like leather wrapped forearms.
Yeah,
like that's
nice
cool look.
Nice abs. Cannot be attracted to a teammate. Cannot be attracted to a teammate. Cannot be attracted to a teammate.
That ship sailed for me, buddy.
You know, I have noticed the way you look at Mark Kenobi.
I did not think that was apparent.
Everyone knows.
I'm dealing with stuff.
I do think I should make it clear it's been a personal choice. I have not taken out my whip for them yet. Because of all these comments, I'm not going there. Not yet.
I like to think that
truthfully, seen you actually
fight they
don't.
They have no idea what I have. Yeah. I let them underestimate me. I've been in this position before.
Well, Kale spent a full 45 minutes trying to show you how to reload a gun, and you knew it the whole time. What a jerk! But I don't know that yet.
So now we star wipe, and you guys are now at the spa, and you guys are just hanging out.
I think we're in the big, like, the mud bath.
The mud bath?
Mm. And, like, everyone else is kind of, like, you know, laying with their backs against it. Tripup's too small for that, so he's just, like, floating on his back in the center of the, just, like, the mud pit. Just coated in goop.
Yeah, it's like, this is good for them and their skin, but for you and your fur, this is not ideal.
This is just comfortable for me.
This is just what he's used to.
Yeah, I mean, he loves it.
Yeah.
He's trying to wrap his tiny little chub rub head around why people would pay to put free mud on themselves.
I don't understand it, but this is great.
Like, y'all like, tell me not to do this all the time.
Can we just chastise you for always wearing nasty mud?
You mean like, I'm allowed to do this? We've
broken
you said I couldn't.
So, can we call you Rara?
I'd rather you didn't.
Okay. Well, only in battle then.
Only in battle. Hey, Rara! I don't like
that! Oh, God. I need battle call.
Rara, to the rescue!
Oh, God.
So, where you from?
From Ryloth, originally.
Ryla from Ryloth. Unimaginative parents, obviously.
Yeah, seriously. I'm D-Bag from the territory. Damn. D-Bag.
That's a burn on Brit.
Thank you for that.
It simplifies your backstory, I'm not going to lie.
So, good parents? Adopted?
They're dead.
Oh! Ooh.
But they were great parents.
What happened?
I too know pain. I've lost family. Mom's dead. So, yeah.
So my father died first by the hands of Jim Darrow, who I am eventually going to avenge.
Wait, didn't we kill that dude?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure I killed that guy.
You killed him.
Jim Darrow is dead.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We murdered the shit out of him.
Oops.
You're welcome.
And we sent all the slaves
already free. Taken care of.
Check first.
I got there.
No, that's great. Can you, in detail, how did he die?
Oh, man.
Blaster?
Yeah, probably.
Actually, that is a kill cam video.
It was a bounty. Video. It was one of your bounties.
Your bounties. Right.
Show him.
Show me.
Space Star. Me.
So he gets out of the mud tub.
Just go get my data pad.
Are you still in your armor in the mud tub?
No.
Nah.
Blue from the neck up.
Blue from the neck up. Brown from the neck down.
Yeah.
It sloshes out, and you go and you get your data pad with, I guess there's a video of it on there. Yeah. I don't know how this works, but sure. So he shows you the video, and you see they've started the riot there on Jim Darrow's estate, and you see them, like, approach the house, and you see Mad Mark exit the building with Jim Darrow in his hands. You see something fly by and cut him down, and then you see Sawbone, like, tumble in.
Wasn't that a nat 20 roll?
No, it was a destiny point.
It was a destiny point.
And you see, everyone's attention follows the person flying by, and you see Jim Darrow get thrown inside the house. You see Sawbone run and, like, jump and tumble and come into a crouch with the blaster right at Jim Darrow's head, and you see him pull the trigger, and you see Jim Darrow's, like, lifeless body go flying back as the blaster just point blank kills him.
Now check out my auto-tune version of
this. Sawbone, this is giving me a whole new light. Can I shake your hand?
Can I have the captain's quarters back?
Persuasion check.
I mean, that was basically my destiny, was to kill Jim Darrow. And I totally respect and appreciate you for taking him out for me. But you're not getting the quarters.
I mean, we all.
As recompense for stealing our destiny, she gets the...
But like,
oh, God.
Yeah. No, thank you, guys. I mean, this is a huge achievement. Because he also killed my mother eventually.
From a broken heart?
You could say that.
Separate instances? He came back?
He killed the father. Let me take this. He killed her father... infiltrated the relationship, remarried him.
Oh my God.
And then he left her, which then killed her.
Metaphorically.
No.
Okay.
Not quite.
Continue.
So, my father died in a mining accident, quotes, and we know Jim Darrow was behind it. He took my mother and I into slavery and tried to take me as his personal assistant, and my mother intervened, and he killed her
assistant
in front
of me. Quotes.
Yeah, there's quotes from assistants also.
Oh, boy.
you know, his personal collection. Hence the like scars on my leg, if anyone noticed.
Yeah, the Lakou. I think we may have mentioned this last session, that she has like a burn scar down one. It's like wrapped around, and then like one of the ends has been like burnt. It looks like it's been burned off. The tip is missing.
I didn't want to say anything.
I tried not to stare.
I thought it was just some dope body art.
Well, in trying to save my mother, I got wrapped with a whip and taken down.
Jesus. Yeah.
How'd you escape?
I learned how to fight and was pretty good at it.
Wait, I taught you how to reload a weapon for 30 minutes. You telling me you knew that the whole time?
Well, I had to reload the weapon.
Sure.
When you were done.
Didn't even do it right.
I feel like there was some chance of backfire, like, and I just didn't. It didn't feel safe to me. But I didn't want to say anything.
I don't think out of all the episodes I've ever had to reload, to be honest with you.
Well, because each energy cell holds 100 shots, and I'm not 100% sure you've ever fired 100 shots.
I make the most of what I got.
While she's talking in the background, y'all just see Chub Rub just like spraying off the side of the pool, do a little flip, and then just down into the mud.
No splash.
Ten. Smack. Ten. The viscosity of the mud and his weight, he just smacks it, and then he slowly sinks.
Still no splash. Still
no
ten.
Splash.
Little feet kicking while he's just slowly sucking down.
Oh, great. But yeah, so I was out on a job. Dramatis found me, and we kind of went on a different path.
You have such a cool backstory.
Hmm.
It'd take like 3 or 4 episodes to tell mine.
Anything else you guys want to do while y'all are sitting there talking about all this stuff? Is there anything else you guys want to do after the spa?
Or do y'all want to fill her in on y'all's sort
of
story up to this point?
So my name's Kale D-Bag. I'm the cute one of the crew.
I was waiting for like the whole thing.
Go on.
Let's hear
spit it. Let's hear a Kale rap.
Chub Rub starts beatboxing for Caleb.
Beatbox for me. Let me down a fat beat. I'll cover my backstory. My name's D-Bag. I'm the cute one here. Pull up a seat and I'll bend your ear. I got a sad backstory and I'm dealing with shit. I like Mark Kenobi and his dope-ass tits. I've flown across the galaxy. I got a podcast racing dynasty. I got a factory that makes weapons too. Lots of guns that go... You and my dad's a dick, and my mama's dead. I'm allergic to milk and types of bread. I got a big ol' wee-wee and a blaster pistol. And I can't tell you which I shoot with. Thing with fuck.
Record
I was so close. Yeah. give me a minute. Yeah, thanks.
Chubbs, real quick backstory for Ryla.
I lived in the forest, somehow ended up in space, still not sure how that happened. Then I was a slave for a bit, and then I killed a whole bunch of things. And then I wasn't a slave, and I kept killing things. And then I got a bunch of money, and then people tried to kill us. And then I blew
you
some shit up.
About me.
Oh, yeah, there's this blue
dude. About
the
only way you got saved.
Yeah, that guy.
I mean, you saved yourself, but like...
Yeah.
Well.
But yeah. Was a slave, killed people. Not a slave, still kill people. And I eat them.
Are you the only one of your kind? I've never seen one like you.
I mean, there's a few of them.
Oh my god, there are so many of them.
Yeah, we're fucking adorable.
We found a whole forest of them. You have no idea.
Yeah, but you can keep that quiet. People don't need to know about that.
We had a sleepover.
That's true. Mark and Obi used one as a pillow.
Softest sleepover.
Fluffed it and everything.
By the way, my cousin wants you to call him. He really wants
him. Fluff him and leave him, I always say.
Sabum.
Well, I was in the Chiss military and then left it to become a bounty hunter and hooked up with Box Drag,
okay.
Who then put me on the mission to like go kill his master, Chub Rub's master. But then Chub Rub had killed his master. After I got Chub Rub, we just went down to collect the bounty for his master, sell his ship. And then I ran into these fools. And now we're all best buds.
And the rest is history that we should probably
the rest
on the podcast.
Just go back and listen
41
to
episodes
it.
Later.
We mind controlled a bunch of people. I was a queen at some time. Like,
We can just star wipe and say that you filled her in on your journey this far.
Really, the most important thing you need to remember is that I'm the Queen of Naboo. So whenever I'm addressed, hey, are you the Queen of Naboo? That way you're not like, oh, is he the Queen of Naboo? Like, it doesn't make any sense. Right, it doesn't make any sense. It just does not make any sense. But that's why how I'm the Queen of Naboo.
Marking the last.
Well, I mean, what way to say this other than, now this is a story about how my life got flipped upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to tell you how I became the apprentice of a Sith dramatist over there. I'm Coruscant, born and raised in Hollywood, is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing all cool. Just shooting some B-roll outside of school. Mm-hmm. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble on my movie set. I got in one little fight, my fans got scared. Opened my eyes in a Sith temple somewhere.
I love it.
And that's my story.
So that fresh. Was amazing.
So fresh. He's the king. Or the prince.
Oh. And I sign an autograph and I hand it to my buddy.
Me.
And the mug.
Is it an 8x10 or 5x7?
Oh, yeah, I've always got
or...
Where?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah, he reaches into the mud. Yeah, and somewhere pulls one out.
And I signed it with mud.
Yeah. With mud.
Oh my God.
It's just a handprint.
And a kiss.
Give us a kale. And a mud kiss.
And a mud kiss.
Best muddies.
And I hold his hand.
Get a room, it. You two. All right.
We Jeez. Have one.
Starwipe. Sabon, you were with Box Dragon. You guys are at a forge of some sort where they make armor and things, and they are fitting you for the new leg cover, essentially, like boot
Damn.
And leg piece that to go over your robot leg, and they hand you a new helmet as well, and they match the color scheme and stuff that you did on your previous armor.
Sweet.
I think that's about everything we wanted to do. I will say, Sabon, you mentioned about wanting to put your money in a bank. And Mandalorian Bank, all that's taken. You could do all
that's
that.
All
yeah, you guys yeah. spend. How, okay, again, how much time do you guys spend on this planet? You're getting kind of laying low. You're getting things set up. We could
probably like a week.
A week.
Yes, I get stir crazy at the end of that.
We're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back, we're gonna talk about what you guys are doing next. Hey everyone, and thank you so much for checking out our newest episode of 8-Bit Saga. I know that it's been a while. I decided to take a little bit of a break during the holidays, and it just took me a little bit longer to get back into the habit of editing. So again, I apologize for the long delay, but here we are, episode 45, and we are back. We're back. I hope you guys are enjoying this episode so far. It's a fun one, and this is a prime example of why I need to plan my sessions better, because... I kind of just let them do whatever they wanted to on Mandalore, and boy howdy was it buck wild and a little hard to edit. But when we get to the next part after the break, it was a lot smoother edit. I had a plan and notes and everything for what we were going to do next, and it just was better, just all around better. So not that the first half was bad, but just it was just crazy. It was just, I just let them do whatever they wanted, and I didn't have anything planned, and it made for a tough edit. So, lesson learned for the future. Which you think I would know by now, 3.5 years later. Anyway, we've got some cool stuff coming up. We're going to do another Q&A episode. So, if you have any questions for us, you can tweet them at us, or you can send them to us on our Discord, and we will answer them here on the show. So, if you've got questions for Britt about Ryla... If I know everyone wants to know what happened with Ross and Willie Rowe and all that stuff, I know there's questions about that. We've already gotten them even before we asked for questions, but we'll try our best to answer all that stuff. So just shoot those our way. You can tweet at us at 8bit_saga on Twitter, obviously. You can find our Discord on our website at the 8bitgeek.com. There's a link to the Discord there, and there's a Saga chat where you can post the questions there. And you can email me if you so desire. It's Doug at the8bitgeek.com, or if you're a patron, you can send them that way as well. There's a ton of ways to get your questions in, so make sure you get those in. Here in the next few weeks, we'll be recording that, and we'll have it up as soon as possible. So let's say the cutoff date for that will be, let's say, March 6th, and we'll record it on the 7th. Right? That's enough time, I think. Maybe I'll change it. I don't know. But that right now, tentatively, let's assume that, all right? So get those questions in. Speaking of our Patreon, if you go to patreon.com/8bitsaga, you can get access to extended episodes of the 8-Bit Saga. I almost said the 8-Bit Geek, but that would have been wrong. 8-Bit Saga. We also have some webcomic pages over there you can check out. And, you know, that is how we kind of fund everything we do for the show. All the music and sound effects that we buy is all purchased through that. Using those funds, we have upgraded our like recording space. We're getting a new table. We're doing a whole bunch of fun stuff. But that is only possible because of you guys. So thank you so much for your support. And if you want to support the show, again, patreon.com/8bitsaga. Speaking of Patreon, let me just, real quick, give a shout out to our patrons. So here we go. We got Adriana, Amber, Brent, Brittany, Bryce, Chibulo, I guess. I don't know if that's right. Tell me if I'm saying that right. Dylan, George, Gonoff, Jeff, Jordan, Katie, Lauren, Leonard, Mandatory Username, Matthew, Mauricio, Milo, Odin, Random, Sean, Snorkel, and Zeke. Thank you all so much for your support of the show. And yeah, we really, really appreciate it. And we just couldn't do the show without you guys. So thank you so much. If you like what you're listening to and you want to check out other shows on the 8-Bit Geek Network, go to the8bitgeek.com and you'll find our other shows like The 8-Bit Geek, Divas Dropkicks and Dives, and Brainberry Tarts. Divas Dropkicks and Dives and Brainberry Tarts have been taking a little bit of a break due to Deb and Mike moving, but that should be coming to an end soon. They should be back here soonish. I don't have an exact date on that, but keep an eye out. Those shows will be returning soon, and we're excited for that. As I mentioned, we have a Discord, which you can find also on the website. We have a lot of cool stuff going on over there. We've got a giant community that is actually having a community events night Saturday, February 15th. So if this is out on the 14th, like I'm planning, tomorrow night, there will be a huge community night event where they're going to be playing lots of games, like maybe some Jackbox TV games, maybe some Cards Against Humanity, Golf with Friends, stuff like that. So make sure you join and you join it for that. And in the voice chat, people are going to be playing a lot of video games and just having fun hanging out on a Saturday night. So that'll be cool. We have chats over there also for just about everything. I mean, we've got a book club where we've been talking about Peter Klein's new book, Terminus, which is fun because there are 8-Bit Geek shoutouts in it. You can hear characters, kind of a couple characters named after us, and some, mostly just name drops, but it's still cool. Oh man, so cool. So thanks, Pete. We also have chats for video games and movies and TV and music and specific video games and chats for getting fit, chats for getting fat. I mean, we've got stuff for everyone. So go check that out. Become a part of the community. You won't regret it. On our website, you'll also find a link to our Threadless store, 8bitgeek.threadless.com, where you can get t-shirts and stickers and stuff to help support the show and the network. You can find all that there. 8BitGeek also has their own Patreon, and it's patreon.com/8BitGeek. There's a bunch of stuff over there. There's episodes of The Diner, which is our daily show where we just shoot the shit. There's extended episodes of 8-Bit Saga and 8-Bit Geek. There's 8-Bit Brawl, which is Kevin's wrestling show, where you can actually see some of the 8-Bit Saga characters wrestle each other. It's all done through WWE 2K19, and he's created all these characters. So there's Mark Kenobi and Kale and Chub Rub and Fry Gary and PN15 and Sawbone and you know, just everybody. But if you're also a fan of the 8-Bit Geek, you know, there's me and Kev and Jer and the Butter Brothers and Sean Pennis and Olga and Marky Mark and Deb and Windrus and just a whole bunch of stuff. And he just does these short little like 15-minute episodes of just some wrestling matches of, you know, people versus people, which is kind of how wrestling works. But I highly recommend it. Those are available, I think, every Tuesday, and then they go live on our YouTube on Wednesday for everyone else. So you can already go check those out at the 8-Bit Geek YouTube page, 8-Bit Brawl Wrestling. You can also find us on Facebook at the 8-Bit Geek. As I said before, you can find us on Twitter at 8bit_saga. And if you use the 8-Bit Saga hashtag, you'll get a character named after you. This episode had a bunch of named characters, a bunch that we've already mentioned on the show before, like Rye Blumfield and Leonard Bainham and, oh God, Seismic and Taco and, oh, is that about it? That might be it for those. We have two more coming up. We've got ExoFrame, which is Exo7 or at ExoFrame7 on Twitter. We've also got Dovahkiin, who's Dovahkiin, or at DSG Dovahkiin over on Twitter. I hope those are still your usernames. You guys change your usernames so often, my list doesn't keep up with that. So this is whatever name you tweeted us at the time. So thank you guys for spreading the news about the show and sharing it with your friends and tweeting about us and all that fun stuff. It means so much to hear feedback from people on Twitter and Discord and whatnot, just people who are listening and catching up and just sharing how much they've been enjoying it. It means a lot to us. And, you know, we appreciate it. Word of mouth is one of the biggest ways that we help spread the news of Saga. We don't really advertise. We did that one ad on Taz, which is still paying off to this day. But, you know, aside from that, we haven't really done a whole lot as far as advertising goes. So, again, you guys tweeting about the show, posting it on Facebook, forcing your friends to listen to it is one of the biggest ways to help, like, kind of, you know, get the word out about what we're doing. So, super appreciate it. As always, just want to thank Graham Plowman for the use of his music, the theme song that he created for us, plus all of his other songs and stuff that he has done in the Star Warsy style. You can find him at grahamplowman.com or on Twitter at GPComposer. Go follow him. He has a whole bunch of really sick music. He's got this really cool, like, H.P. Lovecraft kind of Cthulhu like soundtrack kind of stuff that he's made that's creepy and cool. And we've actually used some pieces from it a couple of times for the creepy stuff. So go check him out. Go check out our Patreon. Go check out our website. Go check out our Discord. And send us your questions. Again, on Twitter, Patreon, Facebook, Discord, email, Twitter. I've already said that. I'm sure I did. Just get us your questions. And I'm going to shut up now. We're going to get back to the show. Thank you for your patience. I appreciate it. Let's get back to it. Here we go. So you guys are on Mandalore. You guys are about ready to take off and try to find Dromedas. Taco gave you guys a lead on three possible planets that Dromedas could be on. Takodana, Tatooine, or Trandosha. He did not hear exactly where Dromedas said that they were headed next, but those are the three leads that he gave you. Where y'all want to go?
Tatooine.
Tatooine.
All right. You guys go and you get on the Tin Sparrow, and Taco has lunch prepared.
Yes. Brinner!
What is it?
This is brunch. Brinner. It's French toast.
Yes.
Oh, fuck yeah.
What kind of toast?
I don't know. What does it say? Sourdough? Well, white toast.
Texas, big Texas toast.
Big Texas toast.
I guess he didn't hear my rap. I'm allergic to some types of bread. What the fuck?
Ian, I don't think I'm ever going to put you back on breakfast detail. This is too good.
Clean my French toast crumbs, you asshole.
And you guys take off and you head towards Tatooine. It takes you guys a week and a half to get there. It's a little bit of a flight. No direct path, you know, so you gotta swap hyperlanes and shit. You guys pull out of hyperspace and you see Tatooine in front of you. The Force users give me a use the Force check.
I get to roll the dice.
You put your fucking dice down.
Nat 20?
Nat 20 for me too.
What?
Oh, well.
Nat 20!
Hey!
New dice. I did not get a nat 20.
You got the 2, but you missed the 0.
I got
zero.
A 2. But I have 18, so it's 20.
Yeah, it is 20.
Yeah. God, 3 nat 20s. That's crazy.
Yeah. That's a total of a 43 for me.
Jesus Christ. As you're nearing the planet, you can sense the presence of Dromedas, although it is fading, coming from the outskirts of the city of Mos Espa. As you guys begin to fly near and towards Mos Espa, ground control contacts you.
This is Major Tom.
Hey.
Major Tom.
Hey, Major Tom. I'm going to need you guys to land your ship over in Docking Bay 1137.
So you guys, I guess, go land in Docking Bay 1137. As you guys get off the ship, you guys are surrounded by local police and thugs.
Oops.
A Rhodian male. Kind of tubby. A little tubby little Rhodian male. And like a police sort of uniform here for Tatooine, which is mostly just tan.
So the local police and the thugs have joined forces against us?
Yes. He's like, you boys stop right there. Hold on.
Can I help you?
Yeah, my name is Officer Crux Plum.
Cool name. Matches your body.
Plum.
That's rude. I've got to hit the gym more. Okay, thank you. Noted, stranger. I was told by Mardosh Pox to hold you guys here until Mardosh could arrive.
Oh, Mardosh.
We mean no harm. We don't want to fight or anything. We're just following his orders.
I'm just, you're addressing the guys. I'm just going to pass right through here.
She tries to get through him.
There's a lot of people.
And thugs.
No one knows who
she's
I am.
Still trying.
So, right? Yeah, but you got off the ship with them.
Oh. So how about this? We got some shit we got to do. We're clearly not going anywhere without our ship. So, like, you can watch the ship. We'll be back later.
Or you can just stick around and talk to Mardosh Pox. I mean, you know.
I mean, he going to be here anytime soon?
I don't know. We had to alert him that you were landed. He's probably on his way over.
What if you're just trying to hold us up because somebody paid you to?
But yeah, Mardosh Pox did. I was very open and clear about that. That's why there's a mixture of police and thugs here.
All right, well.
They're Mardosh Pox's thugs. Why am I explaining this to you? Y'all should be smarter than this.
There's a lot of exposition happening.
All right, well, I'm hungry. I'm going to order some pizza.
And then I'm going to order pizza for all of us and the thugs.
Okay.
Cool.
So how 5 minutes later, Mardosh Pox shows up. Your pizza still hasn't arrived.
Oh, well. Sucks to be that delivery guy.
So he slithers in. And he's like, hey, fellas.
Hey, Mardosh.
Sup, Mardosh.
Yo, yo, yo.
Sup.
So listen. Y'all know y'all are in some pretty deep shit with the Hutts, right? I mean, Gargantula, you know, she blew up the big ship. You know, she's pretty pissed off at you guys.
Yeah, but, you know, as they say, Gorgonzola ain't shit.
I've never heard that saying before, but...
I mean, we say it a lot.
I just want you guys to know that, like, I'll do my best to protect you, but I cannot upset the Hutt Council. So
That's fine. We'll kill anyone that comes after us. Just keep your people off of us.
There's a lot of aggression. There's body shaming and aggression going around, and I just want some revenge. Is it too hard to ask for just a little bit of revenge towards one person?
What person?
Drama D.
The one who quartered Kale? Or halved him?
Halved him.
The one who made me butt.
So I've paid off the crew here at the docking bay and stuff. One, I just had a feeling you guys would probably be back.
True.
I also told them not to alert anybody that you guys were here in case you showed up. Because, you know, I don't need Gargantula and all her people showing up trying to, you know, get in my town, fuck shit up.
How did the Hutt Council react to Gorgonzola murdering Verbok?
Well, she didn't murder Verbok.
Yeah, but she let Drama just do it. Are they not mad at all about this dude killing one of the Hutts, like, at all?
I mean, I don't know who Drama this is. This is the first time here. Everyone assumed it was you guys.
Oh, no, we didn't kill Verbok. We love Verbok. That's my buddy, bro.
I mean, there was just several attacks all across the city all at one time, and your ship seemed flying away from multiple explosions.
Oh, no, no, we didn't do shit.
Well, I didn't think you guys did. I'm on your side, but I'm just letting you know, like, with Gargantula now in charge of the Hutt Council, things are getting pretty fucking intense over there.
Well, just tell him we didn't do it.
You know her. She ain't that fucking easy.
She needs some proof.
I mean, remember when Nundress the Hutt got murdered, and she immediately blamed Verbok for murdering her? And you guys had to go do a whole thing about trying to find who murdered
him. So, priorities, kill Dramatis, then Gorgonzola, right?
I don't care if we kill her. I'm just letting you guys know that, like...
We have to clear our names.
Yeah.
Or just kill everyone.
So, what brings you boys here to Tatooine? Why are y'all back?
Are we gonna kill the guy who set us up?
And killed Verbok.
Who was his name?
Dramatis. He's some kind of douchey Jedi.
But you guys think that he's here?
I can feel him in the forest. He's here.
So he looks at Rilo, who, you know, he's never seen before, and he's just like,
one of y'all finally got a girlfriend. it was kind of a sausage fest over on that, that ship, wasn't it?
No.
That's just a little sexist. She can take care of her damn self.
I speak for myself. Thank you.
I'm dating another Twi'lek, so you kind of did a racism. And I'm going to let it slide, Mardosh.
What does this guy look like? I mean, if you guys think he was here, I can have some go check security.
We got a picture of him, right?
Like a father figure?
Okay, father figure.
Like betrayal incarnate.
Lightsaber.
Okay.
Ugly.
Kind of a prick.
Wed.
Wed.
Okay, that actually helps. Okay.
He looks over to Crux and he's like,
go check your logs. See if you've seen this guy land here.
Sometimes he sits on the ground and then starts hovering above the ground.
Okay, well, I don't know if we'll find that in the security footage.
Oh. He works out in the morning. He also likes his coffee with 4 sugars and 1 cream.
I can actually confirm he doesn't drink coffee.
Ooh.
Oh, he
Ooh.
Didn't with
it's
you,
calf.
Then.
It's called calf.
It's called calf.
Get it together, you
he
guys.
Doesn't, well, then he doesn't drink coffee. He drinks calf.
Sorry. Calf.
He only had you fix the calf to give you a task.
You don't know nothing about us.
So while you guys are having this conversation, Crux has left and has gone to go check the security footage. He comes back a couple minutes later and he's got a data pad and he shows it to you guys. And you can see a couple of different security cameras and they follow his ship as it lands. And you see him and 3 others get off the ship. And the security cameras, they've kind of cut it together to follow them as they walk through the city and out into the desert. You then see the date on that is about a week ago. And then it cuts to 3 days later. So maybe 2 days before you guys arrived. You see him and his followers carrying what looks like a giant slab of rock. They come back from the desert carrying this giant slab of rock. And back onto their ship, and then they take off.
Oh, no.
We have to go investigate what he took.
Fuck, I hate the desert.
We just missed him.
My force users, give me another use the force check.
26.
33.
Damn, nice. All right, so Mark and Obi and Ryla, you two kind of close your eyes, having seen this like footage, you kind of focus, and you reach out with the Force, and I want you guys to kind of think like maybe like Assassin's Creed or a game like that, where when you go into the Eagle Vision and you see the path that the person you need to follow is taken, you guys kind of see something like that. You kind of see like this path winding through the city and out into the desert, and then kind of just disappearing into the distance.
That way. You get that too?
I did, yeah.
His Mark and Obi sense is tingling.
And as you guys are focusing on that and you see that, you actually can see, it's almost like your vision is pulled to exactly where he goes and you guys see that it's to an entrance to, of course, a cave. Because
he loves caves.
He loves caves.
All right, if there's force ghosts in this one, y'all get to deal with those motherfuckers. Yeah, I'm tired of it.
I am so tired of it.
All right.
I'll go. Okay.
Let's go, yeah.
I think we're all going.
I'll go with that too, yeah. You will go now.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, I see who wears the pants in that relationship.
All right, so you guys set off and you travel through the desert, and it's hot and it sucks and it's not
rough,
fun.
It's full of sand. Everywhere.
I mean, we have speeders or anything like that?
No, okay. While you guys are making your way through the city, you do see some places where you can either rent, like...
Didn't we have speeders in the Tin Sparrow? I feel like we had Wii speeders.
Those were on the big ship.
Segways. Segway tour.
We had
scooters.
Scooters.
Please, scooters,
please,
yeah.
Can we do segway?
Hover scooters?
Hover segways.
Hover segways.
No. Essentially these tiny little speeder things that you can use to...
Oh, no, but they only get 22 miles
God,
per charge.
God, this is so slow. Y'all do realize I'm a world podcast racer, right?
It would be faster than walking, but it's still not very fast because, you know... But they will cost 100 credits a day.
I heard Mark was going to buy them all.
I got you guys.
Oh my God.
He just wants you guys to ride them.
Daddy.
I got you.
All right. He goes up to the Toydarian there. He hands him 500 credits. Mark it on your thing.
I also upgrade everybody's so that way they get little dangly little flames on the side and, you know, they're cool looking.
So we know whose is whose.
Okay. They're personalized.
Okay, so then 750 credits is what you paid for those?
Oh. For personalized ones. Mine has an MP3 player.
I mean, you're just renting them?
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I'm just making sure you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And you guys?
Upgraded headlights, just in case it gets dark.
Sure. You guys get on these, I don't even know what these little speeder, well, let's just say they're fucking scooters. God damn it.
Hover
little
scooters.
Hoovers, hover scooters.
You have to kickstart it. You got to use your foot. I also, for Chubb, I got a little, there's a mini sidecar, and we put PN on it.
His head?
The body, his head.
The whole Roomba.
This is going to clog all of my stuff.
All my stuff.
I don't really know. The vacuum stuff. The little brushes and things that pull things in. It's getting all clogged up with sand. It's terrible. It gets everywhere.
And
it's rough and coarse.
Just clean the desert.
Oh, God.
Yeah, this cave probably hasn't been swept in like 1,000 years, so it's going to take you some time.
Fuck. me.
You guys get on these and you take off into the desert. And yeah, again, it's faster than walking, but
not much.
Slower than being in a speeder. But this is what you chose.
What's really just fucked up is the speeder, the rental shop was right next to it.
Yeah.
And cheaper.
Could have just rented one.
This is more fun this way.
It's so much more fun this
way. And you guys take off into the desert, and you do have a lot of fun while you're doing it, because you're hitting those sand dunes.
You can get at least 20 miles an hour going down the sand dune.
Yeah. It still regulates the speed.
Yeah. So you go up 20 miles an hour, you come down 20 miles an hour. Which, I mean, on a scooter is pretty fast.
Yeah, I was going to say, everybody's like, wee. This is something.
Kale face plants into the sand.
What happened? I thought you all podcast weigh some.
It's the equilibrium of my arm and my leg. I just sucks butt, dude.
So you guys eventually reach the cave.
Eventually. Being
it takes you guys a couple of hours to get there, which, again, faster than if you had walked, would have taken you like a day. So
I'm going to open up a new business. These are fun.
I am not a fan.
As you guys enter the cave, you see it's not very deep.
Not like the first time we ran into Dromedus.
Yeah,
not the same
exactly.
Kind of cave.
No.
Can we still do a force check just to make sure there's no spirits? Can we just make sure there's no spirits in here?
Sure.
41.
31.
You guys... No, you don't sense anything.
No ghosts.
I mean, I could have told you there were no ghosts in there.
You can't see ghosts. You can't see them.
You can't see ghosts.
Remember when you upgraded those headlights?
Yeah? Oh, we should turn those on. Forgot we had headlights.
My Segway is dead. I am walking.
As you guys come in, you see that there's clearly something has been dug up from the ground.
Something has clearly been dug up from the ground.
Once again, I need some use the force checks. Or I guess not use the force check. This is a perception check. Everyone.
Oh. 29.
Hey, 29.
Oh my gosh. Twinsies.
Today.
29, 29.
32.
21. 21. All right.
18.
Yeah. So everybody but Kale sees in one of the piles of dirt from where they've like excavated the ground
I'm
and stuff.
Literally pointing at it. Trying to get you to
look at these ceilings.
Right here. Down.
What?
Down.
What?
Yeah. You guys can see that there is a smaller slab of stone that has been kind of like knocked over and is covered in kind of in some of the dirt from where they've dug up stuff.
Well, this is where he got it.
All right, PN, sweep it all up.
You put PN15 down, and he begrudgingly and silently...
You're contaminating the crime scene, idiot.
He goes over the slab that's laying there, kind of gets all the dirt and stuff off of it, and you guys can read, "Here lies Dovahkiin, former master of Exofram."
Uh-oh.
He did it.
Oh, Dovahkiin.
Well, here lies, but he's not lying here anymore.
Where'd he go?
Did they rob a grave?
Does it always take this long to get to the final?
It usually takes us a lot longer. Thank you so much for connecting. I'm so glad. Hey, guys. Side note, sidebar real quick. Yeah. So glad she's here.
She's real good, y'all. She
oh
gets
my
it.
Gosh. Well, we've got it. I mean, if he's already left Tatooine, and we're going to have
Oh, so Dromedus has him.
Oh.
Maybe Dromedus they just didn't dig down far enough.
What did I get into?
All right.
What's underneath the grave?
Yeah.
Should we dig?
Let's check.
Okay.
All right, so you guys start to dig. You guys spend about another hour digging.
Why would we do this?
You guys are now 15 feet below.
Ryla.
I don't think there's anything down here.
Ryla.
Yeah. Ryla and Chubrub are just sitting on the edge looking down at you guys.
Ryla, give me a hand.
There's nothing but...
An arrowhead. Nope. Sharp rock.
As you guys are climbing out, you see, because again, Chubrub and Ryla are sitting on the edge, you actually see there's someone else behind them.
So what?
Oh, shit. What's right behind you?
Ryla, behind you!
The person behind you vanishes, and they appear in front of
another fucking ghost!
Get out of here! You guys told me this cave was clear!
You said no ghosts!
Fuck this!
I said you didn't sense anything.
Ruby, let's get the rock out of here.
Ruby!
What'd you say? Rah, 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 rah. It's time to leave.
Rah, rah.
Rub, rub. Rub, rub. Let's get the ruck out of here.
Okay.
You guys see this spirit form of an Itachi. with a hood over their head. You guys can see it, its horns protruding out.
Foul devil!
Who are you and what do you want?
I didn't win enough scooters for this.
It says,
my name is Darth Dovahkiin. You are in my tomb.
Yeah, somebody stole your shit. We're trying
I
to
know. Out. It was my former student, Exoframe.
And you feel how about that?
Pretty fucking pissed.
Okay, cool. So we're on the same page. We're trying to kill that motherfucker. We'll bring your shit back. How's that sound?
Good, because if he summons me, I will be ripped from here violently.
Cool, so...
But I hate my apprentice. He murdered me and buried me here.
Would you prefer us dump your ashes so your body somewhere else besides, you know, the shithole Tatooine?
If you could return me to Korriban, that would be fantastic.
Cool. Yeah, we'll work on that.
Are you in a slab of rock right now?
What appears to be a slab of rock is my casket.
Oh, it's a...
You with the raising hand.
Yes.
Yes, you in the back.
Can you give us any hints on, like, any maybe, like, I don't know.
Weaknesses?
Weaknesses.
And allergies?
Yeah.
Maybe why he wants your dusty ass anyway.
Why does he want to summon you?
He's trying to use my power and connection to the Force.
What kind of power?
I have the ability to see into the future.
Oh, yeah? Can you still see in the future?
Yes.
Hey, what's going to happen?
Do I get my film coil back?
No.
Oh.
Did not have to look very hard for that.
No. He says,
I can look into the future and tell you where Exoframe is headed.
Is that his real name? Rex. Guys, we just figured out Dromedus' real name.
You might know him as...
We know him as Dromedus.
Yeah, Darth Dromedus.
Yeah. Well, just Dromedus.
Well, it's Darth Dromedus.
I know, but he never said that.
Right, but his name is
he
Darth.
He just said
Dromedus.
Dromedus. He never said...
Well, that's...
He never said
I mean,
Darth.
I just call him asshole now.
Yeah, nobody's ever known him for Darth.
Since I can sense the dark side on a number of you here, I will help you.
So he says he's going to help you, so you guys see him kind of go into a kneeling position, and it gets darker outside and in the cave. It sounds like a storm is rolling through, which is very bizarre for Tatooine, because it don't rain a lot here.
Storms are brewing.
But you guys see like some like storm clouds rolling in. It starts getting windy.
Chubra brings his scooter in the cave.
You feel the sand and stuff kind of like blowing in the wind and like hitting you guys, and it is not comfortable. Eventually, it all kind of dissipates. Everything kind of stops, and he stands up, and he says,
Dromund Kaas, that's where he will be.
And with that, you guys all feel a little weaker, and all of you lost 25% of your hit points.
Oh,
damn! 25% or 25?
25%, because if I took away the same amount I took away from Sawbone, I would kill Chubrub. So, along with that, since you guys accepted the help of a Sith Lord, you all get one dark side point.
Dang! Shit.
So, after he tells you all that, he looks brighter, and he looks like he's somehow regained some power, and you start to see, like, electricity coming from, like, his ghostly fingertips.
Boy, it might be time to go.
But then he begins to scream, and there's, like, a... And he's gone.
Oh, God damn it.
They've summoned him.
Yep.
We've got to go.
All right, well, let's just fill this hole back in, so that way no one knows we were here.
No joke.
Can I use my force powers to just fill the hole?
You let them get started. Like, you let them get started for about 20 minutes or so, like grueling work, and then yeah, you just
my arrowhead.
All right, boys, let's go.
Why did I think of that?
We gotta get out of here.
Exactly. All right, so you guys jump back on your scooters. You go back out the side of the cave, and
for embarrassing me, I to the side. I just force push her scooter down.
Give me...
I mean, roll for the attack. I mean...
It's an attack.
Yeah, roll, use the force.
I was going to have her roll, like, roll or perception.
It's a 31. Okay.
30?
A 30.
Hey,
for perception. But were you trying to stealth it?
Is the real question. He said he did it off to the...
Oh.
Jer, give me a stealth check.
22.
Yeah, so no. You definitely knock her over, and she definitely knows it was
you. Go. Oh no, you fell. Oh,
I fell too. I just want to side note, I'm not trying to bite on anybody's scene, but I also fall. Unrelated.
Unrelated.
Yeah, just again.
Fuck.
But I do help her up. I'm sorry. I felt stupid back there.
So I take his hand to be let up, and I smack him in the back of the head.
Roll attack.
Flirting.
Y'all see him force push me as well? Cool.
So you guys, you get back to Mos Espa, and you drop off the
scooters.
The Hoovers, as we're calling them. And as you guys are making your way to your ship, you're suddenly surrounded.
Again?
God damn it, every time on this fucking planet.
Oh my God.
But these guys don't look like police or the local thugs.
So then we just murder them all.
Whoa. Well, first of all, what do they look like? Not women and children.
They look like a rough group. Like, well, maybe
let's murder
ruffians.
Maybe some bounty hunters.
So then we murder them. So
let's do it.
I think Brendan has a...
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Roll initiative.
Yeah.
To be continued next time on 8-Bit Saga presents Shadow of the Old Republic.